other fruits. I recommend 3 servings a day, serving size being 1 medium-sized fruit, 1 cup of cut-up fruit, or a quarter cup of dried fruit. What do I mean by fruits? I mean apples, dried apricots, avocados, bananas, cantaloupe, clementines, dates, dried figs, grapefruit, honeydew, kiwi fruit, lemons, limes, lychees, mangoes, nectarines, oranges, papayas, passion fruit, peaches, pears, pineapples, plums, especially black plums, pluots, pomegranates, prunes, tangerines, and watermelon. Now remember, the serving size is 1 medium-sized fruit, 1 cup cut-up fruit, or a quarter cup of dried fruit. And the daily recommendation is 3 servings a day. It took years for nearly 500 researchers from more than 300 institutions in 50 countries to develop the 2010 Global Burden of Disease Study. Funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, it is the largest analysis of risk factors for death and disease in history. In the United States, the massive study determined that the leading cause of both death and disability was the American diet, followed by smoking. What did they determine to be the worst aspect of our diet? Not eating enough fruit. Don't limit yourself to eating fruit just the way it comes plucked off the tree. Although fruit makes for a perfect quick snack, don't forget it can be cooked as well. Think baked apples, poached pears, grilled pineapple. If you like drinking your fruit, blending is better than juicing to preserve nutrition. Juicing removes more than just fiber. Most of the polyphenol phytonutrients, if you remember, in fruits and vegetables, appear to be bound to the fiber and only liberated for absorption by the friendly flora in your gut. When you merely drink the juice, you lose out on the fiber and all the nutrition that was attached to the fiber. Even just cloudy apple juice, which retains a bit of the fruit fiber, appears to have nearly triple the phenolics compared to clear apple juice. Whereas greater consumption of whole fruits has been associated with a lower likelihood of developing type 2 diabetes, Harvard University researchers found that greater juice consumption was associated with higher diabetes risk. So, by choosing yellow light sources of fruit, like juice or jelly, you may not only be missing out on nutrients, but actively working against your health. An apple a day. Anyone who says they don't have time to eat healthfully has never met an apple. Talk about a convenience food. For those who grew up in a world dominated by Red Delicious and Granny Smith, I'm happy to report that there are thousands of varieties. Health-wise, crab apples probably top the charts, gross, but taste-wise, my personal favorite is Honeycrisp, or any pick-your-own variety I can find locally. If you've never tried an apple picked right off the tree, you do not know what you're missing. Failing that, farmers markets can offer good deals on great produce. My family buys apples by the half bushel. Dates. My favorite fruit snack in the fall and winter is apple slices with dates for the perfect mix of tart and sweet. Growing up, I never liked dates. They tasted dry, kind of waxy. But then I discovered there were soft, plump, moist varieties that did not taste like the chalky ones that haunted my childhood. Bari dates, for example, are wet and sticky, but when frozen, they acquire the taste and chew of caramel candy. Seriously, so paired with my Honeycrisp, it's like eating a butterscotch-flavored caramel apple. Locally, you should be able to find decent medjool dates in Middle Eastern grocery stores and many natural food markets, but for the too moist to be sold commercially varieties, you'll probably have to shop online. I've tried dates from most of the major online retailers and always go back to ordering from the Date People, a small farm in California. I'm averse to commercial endorsements, but I've never tasted consistently better dates from any other source, though Black Sphinx dates from Phoenix come close. Date People's annual harvest comes in right around my birthday, actually in October, and I always splurge as a present to myself and get a big box to put in the freezer. A side note on olives and olive oil. Olives and extra virgin olive oil are yellow light foods. Olive consumption should be minimized because they're soaked in brine. A dozen large olives could take up nearly half your recommended sodium limit for an entire day. olive oil is sodium-free, but most of its nutrition may have been removed. You can think of extra virgin olive oil a little like fruit juice. It has nutrients, but the calories you get are relatively empty compared to those of the whole fruit. Right? Olives are, after all, fruits. Freshly squeezed olive juice already has less nutrition than the whole fruit, but then olive oil producers also throw away the olive wastewater, which contains the water-soluble nutrients. As a result, you end up getting just a small fraction of the nutrition of the whole fruit by the time extra virgin olive oil is bottled. Refined olive oil, non-virgin, is even worse. I would classify it, along with other vegetable oils, as red light foods, as they offer such scant nutrition for their heavy caloric loads. One tablespoon of oil can contain more than 100 calories without filling you up. If you remember figure 2 with the 100-calorie serving sizes, compare that one tablespoon to like the big bowl of broccoli or strawberries. I think of oil as the table sugar of the fat kingdom. Similar to the way manufacturers take healthy foods like beets and throw out all their nutrition to make sugar, they take wholesome corn and scorch earth it down to corn oil. Like sugar, corn oil calories may be worse than just empty. At the beginning of the book, I talked about the impairment of artery function that can occur within hours of eating red light fare like fast food and cheesecake. The same detrimental effect happens after the consumption of olive oil and other oils, but not after eating green light sources of fat like nuts. Even extra virgin olive oil may impair your artery's ability to relax and dilate normally, so, like any yellow light food, its use should be curtailed. Cooking without oil is surprisingly easy. To keep foods from sticking, you can sauté in wine, sherry, broth, vinegar, or just plain water. For baking, I've successfully used green light ingredients such as mashed bananas or avocado, soaked prunes, and even canned pumpkin to substitute for oil to provide a similar moistness. The reduction of yellow light foods is all about frequency and quantity. If you're going to trek outside of the green zone, my advice is simple. Make it count. Don't waste precious indulgences on crappy food. I don't want to sound like a food snob, but if you're going to eat something less than maximally healthy, I say, pamper yourself and truly relish it. When I eat olives, there's no way I'm going to eat those waxy black abominations in a can, right? I'm going to slice up some purple Kalamatas that actually have some flavor. Right? If you're going to spoil yourself once in a while, I say, do it right. Mangoes. Mangoes are my favorite fruit treat during spring and summer, but you have to know where to look to get good ones. Check out Hispanic markets and Indian grocery stores. The difference between a mango from Walmart and one from an Indian spice store is like the difference between a hard, pale, tasteless pink tomato and a ripe, flavorful farm stand heirloom. Right? You should be able to smell the mango at arm's length. My favorite way to eat a mango is like sipping a Capri Sun drink pouch. When the fruit gets soft and ripe, I roll it between my palms, kneading it with my fingers until it becomes essentially liquid pulp in a pouch. I then nip off the tip with my teeth, gently squeeze, and suck the mango right out of its peel. Watermelon. Are some whole fruits better than others? Berries contain the most antioxidants, whereas melons wallow down around iceberg lettuce levels. Watermelon seeds, on the other hand, have pretty respectable antioxidant levels, so I try to avoid seedless varieties. A spoonful of watermelon seeds may have as much antioxidants as a whole cup of melon balls. Seedless or not, watermelon contains a compound, though, called citrulline, that can boost the activity of the enzyme responsible for dilating the blood vessels in the penis that result in erections. A group of Italian researchers found that citrulline supplementation at the level of 5 servings of red watermelon a day improved erection hardness in men with mild erectile dysfunction, allowing for a 68% increase in monthly intercourse frequency. Yellow watermelon has 4 times more citrulline, though, so just about 1 wedge a day, like a 16th of a modest melon, may have the same effect. If this information is new to you, perhaps it's because the advertising budgets of drug companies like Pfizer, which rake in billions of dollars each year from the sale of erectile dysfunction drugs, are about 1,000 times that of the entire budget of the National Watermelon Promotion Board. Dried fruit. I love dried mangoes, but they're hard to find without added sugar. I remember naively asking a friend in the food business why the industry felt the need to sugar up an already sweet fruit. Added weight, he explained. Just as poultry processors inject salt water into chickens to add water weight, processed food companies often use sugar as a cheap way to bulk up products sold by the pound. This made me determined to make my own. I bought an inexpensive dehydrator from eBay. I'm so glad I did. Fruit is about 90% water, so imagine intensifying the flavor of a fresh, ripe mango tenfold. Mind-blowing, right? Mangoes can be a messy pain to peel, but once that's done, I slice them about a centimeter thick and sprinkle them with chia seeds before putting them in the dehydrator. If I'm taking them on a plane or a hike, I'll dry them completely. Otherwise, I'll only wait until just the outside is dry. The outer layer, encrusted with chia, gets a crispy texture, while the core remains moist and ready to burst. It's the kind of thing I can't eat while watching a movie, reading a book. It just tastes so good. I just have to stop, close my eyes, and really savor it. I also like drying thin apple slices. I either sprinkle them with cinnamon or rub them with freshly grated ginger. They can just be dried until chewy or completely dehydrated into crunchy kind of apple chips. Eating a dozen dried apple rings a day may drop LDL cholesterol levels 16% within 3 months and 24% within 6 months. If you buy dried fruit, I recommend choosing unsulfured varieties. Sulfur-containing preservatives such as sulfur dioxide in dried fruit and sulfites in wine can form hydrogen sulfide in your gut. This is the rotten egg gas implicated in the development of inflammatory bowel diseases like ulcerative colitis. The main source of hydrogen sulfide is the metabolism of animal protein, but you can further lower your exposure by avoiding sulfur additives, either by reading labels or choosing organic, in which such preservatives are forbidden. The sulfur naturally contained in cruciferous vegetables does not appear to elevate colitis risk, so feel free to add kale chips to your healthy snacking menu. A side note on prescribing kiwi fruit. There appear to be a disproportionate number of articles in the medical literature about the clinical benefits of kiwi fruit. Is that because they're better than other fruits? Or is it because the kiwi industry has more research dollars? One country, New Zealand, holds a substantial share of the global kiwi market, so it's in its best interest to underwrite research on the fruit. As a result, there's no shortage of papers touting the benefits of kiwi fruit. Kiwi is one of the fruits I've prescribed to my patients with insomnia. 2 an hour before bedtime appears to significantly improve sleep onset, duration, and efficiency. And kiwi fruits can also help with constipation-type irritable bowel syndrome. 2 kiwi fruit a day seem to significantly improve bowel function. Kiwi certainly seems like a better option than the leading IBS drug, which was pulled from the market for apparently killing too many people. Kiwi fruit also appear to benefit immune function. Preschoolers randomized to eat gold kiwi fruits every day appeared to cut their risk of contracting a cold or flu-like illness nearly in half compared to those randomly selected to eat bananas instead. A similar experiment was tried on elderly individuals, another high-risk group. Those in the banana control group who got an upper respiratory tract infection suffered for about 5 days with a sore throat and congestion compared to the kiwi fruit eaters who felt better after just a day or two. About 1 in 130 children may be allergic to kiwi fruit, though, which may rank kiwis as the third most common food allergen, second only to milk and eggs, so they may not be for everyone. Citrus. Adding citrus zest to your meals not only adds color, flavor, aroma, and a bit of culinary flair, but also nutrition. Citrus zest lives up to its name in terms of enlivening dishes, and it may do the same to your DNA repair capabilities. On average, humans appear to suffer 800 hits to their DNA per hour. If not fixed, this can cause mutations that give rise to cancer. Comparing identical and fraternal twins, researchers have determined that only part of your DNA repair function is determined genetically. The rest may be under our control. The dietary factor found best able to boost DNA repair was citrus fruit. Within 2 hours of consuming citrus, your DNA becomes significantly more resistant to damage, which may explain why citrus consumption is associated with lower risk of breast cancer. Some of the citrus compounds thought responsible, which concentrate in the breast and enhance DNA repair, are found in the peel, though. This may be why people who eat at least some citrus peel appear to have lower skin cancer rates than those who don't. Stick with the whole fruit, because supplements don't appear to boost DNA repair, and citrus juice doesn't appear to help either. In fact, drinking orange juice every morning may even increase skin cancer risk. Green light forms of foods always seem to be the best, and you can eat citrus in an even less processed way by slipping some of the rind into your diet through zesting. I like to freeze lemons, limes, and oranges whole, so we always have them on hand to grate onto meals that could use a little zing. My only whole citrus caveat is inform your physician if you eat grapefruit. This fruit can suppress the enzymes that help clear more than half of commonly prescribed drugs, and less drug clearance means higher drug levels in the body. This may actually be good if you want a better caffeine buzz from your morning coffee, or if your doctor wants to help you save money by boosting the effects of expensive drugs instead of just peeing them away. But higher drug levels may also mean higher risk of side effects. So if you regularly eat grapefruits, your physician may want to change your prescription or alter the dosing. Exotic fruits. The medical school I attended sits in the middle of Boston's Chinatown. I remember the first time I perused the produce aisle at a large Asian supermarket. With options from bizarre-looking dragon fruit to tribble-like rambutans, I felt like I was on another planet. Durians are the most badass of all fruits. Imagine a 5-pound football covered in sharp spikes like some medieval mace. What other fruit could be described in the medical literature as causing severe bodily injury in papers with titles like Penetrating Ocular Injury by Durian Fruit? And I haven't even got to its most distinctive quality, its smell. With an odor perhaps best described as pig shit, turpentine, and onions garnished with a gym sock, durian fruits are banned from many public spaces like subways and airports in Southeast Asia where they're grown. I had to try one of these crazy things. Durian fruits are sold frozen. I would soon come to understand why. I took one back to campus and managed to hack off a piece without impaling myself on a spike. The fruit tasted like a caramelized onion popsicle. I left the rest in my locker. Big mistake. I arrived the next day to find the entire floor of the medical center, including the dean's office, cordoned off. They were going locker to locker, cutting off all the locks, searching in vain for the cause of a stench so overpowering you couldn't even locate it. It was like a fog of stink. Hospital staff seriously thought someone had stolen body parts from the gross anatomy cadaver lab. And then it struck me. Uh-oh. The durian had thawed. When I realized it was all my fault, I crawled to the dean to beg forgiveness. I'd already had a history of run-ins with the administration over issues I had raised about the curriculum, and now this. I'll never forget what he said to me that day. "Why am I not surprised you had something to do with this?" When adding as much fruit as possible to your diet, you certainly don't have to seek out weapons-grade stinky fruit, but you don't always have to stick with the same old. Treat yourself. Have fun sampling the many varieties of the many different fruits around. How lovely it can be to stroll through your farmer's market on a weekend, pick up locally grown fruits that you can zest onto your meals, blend into smoothies, chew when dried, incorporate into your favorite dishes, or, best of all, bite right into. The opportunities are ripe for the picking.